And now, live from Pod Cabin in Burbank, California, it's the Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend show. Tonight, Allison welcomes her guests. He's a comedian and host of the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny, and probably the only person more in love with Peter Cetera than Allison. It's Jimmy Pardo. Plus, she's an actor, comedian, and fellow California raisins enthusiast. It's Betsy Sodaro. Husband slash Swifty Daniel is here, but how long until he checks out? I'm producer Tony, saying grab your best pair of prom socks and say hello to your new best friend, Allison Rosen.
Allison Rosen.
Hello, my little Chicago deep dish pizzas. Welcome to another exciting episode of Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend. That particular carbohydrate, which I think was specifically chosen for one of our guests, was sent in on Patreon.
Patreon.
By Katie Bureau. And yes, I am on Patreon. All sorts of fun stuff over there. You can get episodes of The Friend Zone, my bonus Patreon podcast where I share stuff that's too hot for the main feed. And also there's a level where you can text me and I will text you back, and more fun stuff. If you're going to go for the Patreon subscription, which I hope you will, I recommend an annual subscription and then you get 2 months free.
That's a good deal.
Also, I'm on Substack and I've been Substacking a lot.
Substack.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. AllisonRosen.substack.com. Okay, this is number 4 of Tony's picks, thus concluding the 2024 round of Tony's picks. Even though it's gone so well, I've been tempted to just almost make it permanent. I would like to say hello to my guest, Jimmy Pardo. Hello.
Hello.
Wonderful to see you.
It's my pleasure. I'm kind of sad to hear that I'm the fourth of the, Betsy and I are the fourth of the 4 Tony episodes.
Hey,
best we're saving last, the maybe? Best for last. We're going that, out on a bang.
That's how you're spinning it?
There was no order on how it was picked.
I was offered one date, take it or leave it. That's what I was told.
You were offered 2, if I remember
that
correctly.
That is absolutely correct. And I chose one and I took it and I left the other.
Yeah. You know, we said, you know what? Let's just not even, Jimmy burned this one. Let's not record a show on that date.
Oh, just get rid of that date completely.
Yeah, well, it's not even on the calendar.
Smart.
Yeah. Betsy Sodaro, hello.
Oh, hello.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you too.
That's right.
I'm stoked to be here. I didn't realize this was a Tony.
Oh, yeah.
A Tony thing.
Oh, did I picks. Not even tell
thank
that?
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, thank you.
You might have. I've been really spacing it a lot.
That's all right. That is that. Oh, that's true, because I remember asking if you could possibly do the show any earlier, and she
I was
said
like, 4. And then Tony's like, "That's what time it is." I'm like, whoa. Okay. I gotta get my shit together.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Welcome back. You. Now, do we have you for the whole episode?
Unclear.
He's so non-committal. That's what I love about him.
I may get an email or text that will take me away, but I think I'm good.
It's another podcast.
Yes. Oh boy.
He might get called into another podcast. Yeah. No, it's his boss. His boss has really been like, pay attention to me.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I know.
Come on.
What is up with that?
Come on.
Right?
He's I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just screaming, come on. Oh. I had nothing more to say.
It reminded me of when you would, in the old days, when Dr. Drew would get a text.
Oh, yes.
And he could be mid-sentence, and he would just like, blah, 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 and buzz, 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 and he'd have to walk off and go on CNN and be the, now we're going to talk to Dr. Drew, who will, you know, do conspiracy theories and nonsense.
Right.
Oh, no, that's now. This was...
Yeah, back then we took him seriously.
Yes.
Now he's out of his gourd.
Yes.
I actually didn't know that. I kept up with old.
Oh, he's gone nuts.
Really?
Yeah, it's sad too, because I really had it bad for Drew in the way that I have it bad for Peter Cetera, which we'll circle back to. Yeah, I loved him. He was like a voice of reason, and also I think I had a crush on him, and then now he's just fully gone.
And he's lost
to the right.
Yeah. And right in the almost in the RFK Jr. way, too. Like where
I think he is probably
in
favor of,
It really makes me rethink what I know about anal polyps.
Oh, because you learned it all from Dr. Drew?
I learned it all from Dr. Drew. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they're good for you.
They
I don't know.
Be, after all.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, Tony.
Hi. In honor of our one of our guests today, I feel that
you've always wanted to drop here, so I feel like this is necessary.
The California raisins are so cool.
It's so
they
true.
They are so cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think of all the people I know who love the California raisins, you love them the most.
And it's mostly their Christmas special that I love the most.
Jimmy, have you seen the California Raisins Christmas special?
No. You know, I worked in the record store when their album came out.
Yes.
And, you know, that's just a bunch of session guys with a cartoon album cover. And so I was never on board. I found the commercial stupid.
Yeah.
I found when you say she's the biggest fan of all the fans, I know now I know one.
Okay. Well, you know the best one.
So I know the best one. I'm starting at the top I'll discover these other people, I guess, at the convention.
Yes.
Do I go to the California Raisins Convention?
Yeah.
You, a hater like you, do you think that you belong among the true true believers of the California Raisins?
I am not a true believer. No,
that's what I'm saying.
If this were a movie, I would be the villain.
Right.
And then at the end of it, it's I get sucked into it. Yeah. I'd be Billy Z. Who lives in this neighborhood, does he not?
Oh, my God, does he?
I think Zapka walks these streets.
Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Is he appearing on Rogan next week?
No, Zapka seems elusive as far as bookings go.
You've tried.
We've tried, and you'd think it would be like an easy...
That's why I said it. Like, he'd be like, yes, please.
That's what I thought before Cobra Kai came back. I was like, what are you doing?
Right.
Certainly you have an hour and a half to come to Never Not Funny, where other famous people have done the show.
Yeah.
Not Zabka.
Wait, what was his response? Was it through him?
No, it was through some person. You know, maybe
his wife?
The head of his production company or something.
Okay.
Billy's very busy at this time.
And I don't believe that for a second.
And I don't believe it today, and I know they have a new season coming out.
But he has a train set in the basement.
You think he's a collectible? You think he's down there with his old cap on?
You never know. Yeah.
All right. I'll go along with that. You know what? I'll accept that excuse.
You know who else is super into trains?
Who?
Mandy Patinkin.
Loves him.
Loves him.
You know this.
I love Mandy Patinkin. I love Mandy Patinkin.
The 60 Minutes profile of him?
I did not.
It's brilliant because there's this one shot of... You know, it's one of those shots of a giant train set where it's a moment where you don't know if it's a train set. You know, it could be.
What could it be?
It just could be a real land. It could be like a town, beautiful. And then right in the middle of the table, a little door, and then Mandy Patinkin pops out.
He's full of joy, Mandy Patinkin.
Is awesome.
I love him so much. Do you think he would do our podcast?
I've got 18 years of trying that says no.
Really?
He lives somewhere like Connecticut or something. He lives somewhere. But I will, my very quick Mandy Patinkin story, I went to see him in concert in Chicago at Ravinia in the late 80s. And he was not in the Ravinia had two venues, the big outdoor stage and a smaller intimate setting. But if you didn't have tickets, you could sit outside on the lawn and listen in.
Mm-hmm.
So Mandy, because he's got a great sense of humor, he would do his songs, you know, what's a circus, you know, over the top nonsense, which I love. Yeah. And then in between songs, he would do play by play for the people out on the lawn that couldn't see. And he started saying, boy, I'm like Jack Brickhouse, who was the play-by-play guy for the Cubs back in the 70s. He's like, I'm like Jack Brickhouse. God rest his soul. God bless Jack Brickhouse. We lost him too soon. And he does this whole thing about how Jack Brickhouse is dead. And for 2 hours, talks about how Jack Brickhouse is dead. And he would do a song and he would go, I dedicate that one to the great Jack Brickhouse. And it's this running theme of Jack Brickhouse being dead. I'm at the stage door to go backstage and meet Mandy Patinkin because I was in the record business at the time.
You worked at the record store?
I worked for MCA Records.
Oh, right.
Even though he was on CBS, I had...
Yes, he worked at Sam Goody.
And I call that the record business.
Record business.
I worked for a record label, and yes, Mandy Patinkin was on CBS, but I still had connections because I was a big shot, Allison. And look, I'm doing your podcast. Be grateful I'm here. Patinkin and Zapka won't, but I'm here.
Thank you. And you're very busy.
I thought that this thing was later than 4 o'clock, like Betsy. So we're waiting to go backstage, me and my date Karen Rosen, no relation, and who is standing next to me but Jack Brickhouse.
What? Funny.
And Mandy comes out, and his brother's name is Shelley, Sheldon Patinkin, who used to teach at Columbia College in Chicago. And Jack Brickhouse says to Sheldon, hi, I'm Jack Brickhouse. And then Mandy Patinkin goes, what? And then he goes, Sheldon, Jack Brickhouse isn't dead. Jack Brickhouse isn't dead.
Isn't that great? Funny.
That's so good.
What are the odds Jack Brickhouse is there?
I thought
this was a setup.
No.
Yes.
No, and then was doing a bit.
No bit.
You're sure?
No bit. Wow. No bit. So much
He pulls
better.
A random name, a play-by-play guy, and yeah. he's there. He yeah. was close to death, right. but he was there.
Amazing.
It was the weirdest.
Had he heard all of this?
Unless he,
presumably,
unless he
just showed up then.
He just showed up at the last
minute.
I just got here. What did I miss? nothing,
You're
Jack.
I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
well, that made me love Manny Patinkin more than I loved him 2.5 hours sooner.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Loved him.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Just to circle back quickly to the raisins.
Oh,
yeah. Come on.
You got to watch the Christmas special.
You know my
special.
Hatred of it.
But you got to watch the Christmas special.
All right.
Yeah, it's all
show
about
him,
the Christmas
show
special.
Show him the tattoo.
Oh,
oh,
I have
no.
a tattoo from
And I'm
Christmas
over here running
special.
My mouth like Brickhouse is dead.
No, no, it's fine. It's fine. Let me.
This is a photograph.
It's on
of
my
tattoo.
Leg, so I can't
oh,
pull my
okay.
pants down.
All right. I was.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
So do you
I
hate claymation
which body part
just
it was on.
Generally?
I mean,
what is your.
I just didn't understand the concept of why do we give a shit? They're not real. Why do we care about these phony. They're not.
They're
it's not
funny.
Them singing. Raisins yeah. can't sing.
They're funny.
How are they funny? You're a professional
well,
comedian.
Oh my
to
God,
be,
but
to
you need
fair,
to watch
You're not
the Christmas
my
special.
Grandmother going, have you seen The Raisins? Isn't that adorable? They sing The Temptations.
Well, also, I was 4 when I first saw them.
All I could do was apologize.
And,
I didn't
and it's not even, it's although we're referring to it as the California Raisins Christmas special, it's actually just a claymation special. They're
yes.
only in a small part.
They're the
oh,
last
is that right?
song. Yes. They're the okay. last song.
And the part that Betsy
you
loves is not even raisin
and
related.
I think your kids would love
last year, and for some reason we just never got around to it. I think
I
Christmas
watched
happened
the
way
sketch
too fast
that
year.
Betsy has celebrated via this tattoo. And it is,
such a good
in
sketch.
Betsy's words, perfect comedy.
It is perfect
and you,
comedy.
You agree with that?
I look. I'm not a student of comedy in the same way.
That
it's
means
good.
No.
Yeah, that's a big no way, dude.
I thought I appreciated the way the stakes heightened.
Uh huh. Is this
that's
on,
how it
is that
works.
On YouTube? Can I
yes,
can
yes,
I view this?
Yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
I'll go home later and watch this in the privacy of my own home.
Yes.
And
yes,
then
yes,
you
can.
Let us know if
I'll
you agree
back.
That it's yes.
I'm pretty sure you can guess.
Here's
my report.
Here's my tattoo. Of one of the characters from the Christmas special. A very funny bell.
But that's not a, yeah, that's not even a raisin.
That's what
I know,
I'm saying.
That's what Tony was saying.
The Christmas special is, the raisins are only in a small part.
Yeah. I guess
the
I'm
guy,
a liar.
The guy that did the claymation for them made this entire like hour long special.
It's great.
And it features the raisin, but it's not raisin centric.
It's great.
Wasn't that commercial enough? Wasn't that 30 seconds of them coming out singing that to Motown?
I agree Heard with you 100%. I'm a little older than Betsy. But I was young too, and I had a big California Raisins collection.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
What did you consider yeah. big? Because we know that Daniel collected Smurfs.
As did I.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
That's right, Tony.
Yeah.
What up?
Yes.
Pardon?
Oh, you didn't know they both collected Smurfs?
I didn't know there was a mutual Smurf collection going
on. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All
oh,
the cool
yeah.
people that you
like
know,
the little,
probably.
The little like yeah. rubberized, I guess, rubber mm-hmm.
yeah.
figurines.
Yeah, that you could only buy at like Hallmark stores, mm-hmm. I think.
I feel like I remember them at Spencer's.
Spencer?
Maybe. Oh, I Mary's Hallmark in Tucson sold them.
Yes, of course.
That's so, where Mary knew that I was
yeah,
when I came
how Mary
in.
Knew
how big was your raisins collection?
I mean, I don't know how to answer that.
With a number.
Let's start there.
I don't know. What? I mean, because it was a mix of toys, and I had some of the albums.
Oh, okay.
And I had, yeah, just
yeah.
various
Do you
things.
Still have any of them?
I have all of them.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, that is
What's your prize raisin?
I do actually, on my desk at home, I have one, a little drummer one.
Yes.
Yeah, there you
go. Does he have a name? Wow. Do they have names, the raisins?
The only one that I remember having a name, and get ready for this, yes. his name was Ben Indusun.
Oh, God. Do you see?
See, that's the fun.
Yeah. That's
fun?
Funny.
Again, you're a professional
that's
comedian,
funny.
Betsy.
Yeah.
You're not an aunt from Iowa trying to convince their kids it's adorable. You're from comedy.
That's funny. Oh. Ben in the Sun.
Oh, I heard it.
Funny. You have to watch the Christmas special, especially the bell, Carol of the Bells. It's perfect comedy.
All right. I'll take your word for
Everybody,
it.
Everybody, watch it.
So, as we have established, Daniel could be called out to do someone else's podcast or work
yeah.
at any
yeah.
point. Yeah. I was under the impression he was not going to be here. So
you were going to make fun of me?
No, making fun of you is not exactly what I would call it.
Okay.
But it is sharing a story that involves you that you don't quite know about. It's not bad. But I just want to pull the crowd. You know, I do Just Mirror Everyone. We'll do that later. This is a little
okay.
bit of a Just Mirror Everyone. But
okay.
Something happened yesterday where I found out some information And I was like, oh my God.
Is this what you were alluding to in your Insta
yes.
story? Okay.
I was right and Daniel was wrong.
You want to do this without me around?
It would be easier, yes. And for all the right. next 25 or so minutes, I kept like my mind would wander and then I would like get this titter of happiness, like, and I'd be like, wait, I just got good news. Like, what was it? I kept forgetting. It was like almost that Christmas, like something good just happened. What was it? Oh yeah. That feeling of like, there's something positive in my life, but I kept forgetting what it was. And then I remember and it's like, oh yeah, I was right and he was wrong.
Right,
and I can't
something.
Wait to tell him.
Funny.
And then I thought maybe what if I just didn't tell him? What if I just let it go? Like, what if I'm that kind of good person? And then I thought, I don't think I can do that. But
see, Daniel,
when I told him, and this is the part where it'd be better if you weren't here, I didn't say like, guess what? I was right. You were wrong. I just put the info in another sentence and you didn't even go like, oh my God, I was wrong. You were right. You just took it in stride. How was that for you?
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Okay, I will say what I'm referring to. But first, I just want to know, does everyone feel this way about being right specifically with a partner? Or am I just like a small petty person, which is possible?
Yeah, it's just you.
Oh, God.
Nice.
I don't, yeah,
you're just
I don't,
not in touch with your demons.
Sorry.
Yeah, work on that, please. Right. Jimmy?
Yes? I think I lean more towards you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think I lean more towards that. I think I, like you, would not throw it in Danielle's face, but I probably would go, oh, by the way, I found this interesting, blah, 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 just to kind of get it in.
Yes.
I'm not an idiot. I was right about something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. We went to a birthday
right.
party, and we're like, the people at this party, are they Armenian? Is what I thought, based on the last name. And Daniel thought they were Persian. But then I found out they're Armenian.
I think my first guess was that they were... Wait, hold
yeah,
on.
No shit. This is it? This is you're more comfortable with him not being in the room for this?
I know.
This is nothing.
Well, if I really... Yeah, you're right.
You've been on this show before.
I know, but my God. It's a sunk into a new low.
Well...
This is a new low nothing. And this coming from me on Never Not Funny, where it's 18 years of nothing.
It's all we have.
I know, that's all I have.
You know?
I'm with you.
We have these tiny little victories.
But that's a car drive home. Like, oh, it turns out they were Armenian. Let's stop and get dinner.
I mean, if you understood like how much this came up and was analyzed at the party and like,
okay, so let me just say, my first, when you told me their last name, mm-hmm. I said, oh, they're Armenian, when we were in the car going there. And then when we were there, I overheard a conversation between these two little girls, and they were saying, who were, you know, the daughters of whatever, the parents who were there. And they were talking about, we should be saying this in Persian. They said
which
Persian.
Should have been a tip
which,
off.
Which should have been a tip off, because they wouldn't say that.
They would say Farsi.
But why would you even say that at all? It's such a weird thing to say. And so I thought, oh, well, there's a large community of Persians in Beverly Hills, and
which is
this
not
is a
where
very,
we were. We were in North Hollywood,
but it was a very, very swanky kids' birthday party, like way over the top. And so I was like, well, maybe this is part of that community. I don't know. And so, but based on that, the girls talking, I thought, oh, this must be that community. And Allison probably felt like, I can't wait to fuck his day up.
It just didn't make, it made no sense to me. It just made no sense to me. And
but no, why would that make no sense? Just because they said the word Persian instead of Farsi?
No, because based on their last name, they have to be Armenian. Their last name
you
is
know,
Armenian.
I don't know enough about Persian names to be able to recognize them.
No, but I feel like if it ends in I-A-N, that's an Armenian name.
Right, but it's like the husband
anyway,
could have been.
The point is I was right.
The point is
I was right. And I was very excited. The thing is, you know how they say, like, would you rather be right or liked? And I want both really badly.
Yeah.
That is my problem. That might be my tragic
thought. You want to be liked for being right?
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Yes.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, well, I want to hate her, but she's so right all the time.
And no one likes that person.
No.
Oh, no, they don't.
No. They don't.
Everyone loves a lovable doofus.
Yeah.
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 Do you remember the thing you were most right about, your greatest victory in our relationship? Yeah.
No, but do I you love remember? To find,
of course I do.
Do you, yeah. want, do you want her to leave?
Of course
you
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we going to go do your job?
This was...
Wait, I want to see if I can remember.
This is one of those things, like, if you could go back in time, like, could you kill Hitler or... This is probably what I would correct.
It was in our relationship, though, not on the Adam Carolla show.
No. This was in our relationship.
I was very famously right about something on that show, too. But it was Dr. Drew. Just kidding.
yeah.
Give me a year. Give me an era.
I don't even know. I mean, it was pre-kids.
Okay.
Post-wedding. So it would have been in the years after we got, I think.
Give me a hint.
It happened on a
choice
trip.
Of apartments.
It happened on a trip.
Something I was right. Okay, I give up.
You were right about what kind of store Hobby Lobby was.
Yes.
Do you
nice.
Remember?
Yes, I do.
Oh my God.
Daniel claimed that Hobby Lobby was a hobby. Do you know what a hobby store
I thought
is?
It was a fucking hobby store.
I like where you like collect stuff.
A hobby like store would be like, that would be trains. Going back to like
trains and models and paint and things.
I think when we were kids, and I'm much older than everybody in the room because I'm 74 years old, but a hobby store back then was that.
Right.
The little enamel
model
paints.
Airplanes, RC cars. Yes. Like, I was excited to go there. There's one in Palm Springs. We were in Palm Springs. And I was like, we got to go to Hobby Lobby because in my mind, it's like the
like
Toys R Us
Christian.
Of Hobby
Store.
Yes. And the size of it would be
I was so excited. And,
I was
oh,
like
no.
that, the Christian Michaels. Because you remember Hobby Lobby?
Yeah, it's Christian Michaels.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
nuts.
Like,
they're bad.
Right. And I assumed it was like a store like Michaels or something, which also he loves, but still.
It's worse than Michaels.
I didn't even know what a hobby store was. But when he told me, I said, I don't think it's that. And then I said, should we make a bet? And he said, thank you. He said, I don't want to make it a competitive thing. So then I had, knowing I was right when we got there, I had to stifle it.
Can I make you feel bad for a second?
But hang on 1 second.
But why? Why stifle?
Because he didn't want to make it a competitive thing.
You could have.
He shamed me for my competitive nature.
I'm gonna. May I make you feel bad right now?
Please.
How polite.
As a kid, my stepdad.
Okay, this is gonna.
Would do that. We'd be at the dinner table, and as a kid, you think you know something, but you don't know something.
Yes.
And so I would say something that was wrong, but thinking I'm right, and my stepdad would bet me $5. And then he would take my $5.
He would accept the money.
He would take the money.
Wow.
How many times did you learn your lesson on that before you stopped
doing
it?
I don't think I ever did. I always thought I was right, and he always took my money. And so now you are in the category of people who have treated me badly. I'll never forget.
Now I am?
Well,
like
you have
just
been.
Now?
Well, you have
I just
been
graduated.
Since we went to Palm Springs.
Do you remember what you wanted the bet to be?
I was going to say $5.
Oh, the stepfather.
I thought it was going to be like, and you have to spend $200 at Hobby Lobby.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You have to buy a
how
bunch
many,
of shit.
Like, home sweet home, you know, things for the wall can you buy? You
okay.
I mean? Like,
if you had to, because I think if it was like supermarket sweep at Hobby Lobby,
dude.
I would be grabbing, I don't know why, like, fake ivy.
Okay.
Probably because it's so easy to grab. I feel like they'd have fake ivy. They'd have painted signs.
Right.
What else? Would
like
you get?
Like a heart that's painted with the American flag.
Big time.
Yeah.
You know they got a lot of Jesus stuff.
Crucifix,
oh yeah,
sure.
Full on.
Bitch, baskets. You can't have too many baskets.
Yeah, I would probably just get paint. Like I would. Just,
oh, that's
do
good.
They have paint at the Hobby
they
Lobby?
They do have paint.
They have foam, like the foam balls, the foam core.
Yeah, they
cone.
Have. They have that stuff, but you know, it's in the back. It's like not the stuff you would expect to find. That Michaels type stuff is really just in the back.
Okay,
and in the front's just all Godma stuff. Is that all?
Yeah, it's all like
anti-abortion
for the worst home you've ever stepped in.
Why is it called Hobby Lobby though?
I don't know. Because
it
pisses me off.
It probably started as a hobby store,
maybe,
and then some weirdo bought it and messed it all up.
Right.
Great name, though. Can we agree on that? Hobby Lobby?
They were probably
like, is everything you want?
They were probably like, you know, this
doesn't,
someone was
want.
Like, this has nothing to do with hobbies. And they're like, but the name, we can't
it's
not
too
call it
good.
That.
Right?
You know, yeah.
What'd you say?
I'm agreeing.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah. So, okay, Peter Cetera.
Yeah, what's up? Who, if I'm not mistaken, loves Hobby Lobby.
Yes.
He's a huge fan.
That's not fair. I don't know anything about
That's
his
not fair.
When I realized that I have a love of Peter Cetera, mm-hmm. that was after I've seen you, right? I haven't already mentioned this to you.
I believe this has come up in the past.
Oh, it has.
I think
okay.
so, but I'm on Prevagen, so my memory is...
Tell him the
Prevagen
story.
Is not helping.
Okay.
My memory is horrible.
What is Prevagen?
It's that, I'm going to call it snake oil, that they sell, that studies have shown it can help your memory.
What's it called?
It's
called
not?
Prevagen?
Prevagen. Forget that. So
there's there's commercials for it every 2 minutes on it.
Do you need a prescription?
No, it's snake
Prevagen.
Yeah.
Like it prevents gen.
Yeah.
Prevents gen.
I brought it up to doctors and they say, you know what? Let me know if it works.
It's just a supplement.
I've had other patients talk about it too. Let me know.
Has
my manager uses it, and he says it's done wonders for him.
Oh. Okay.
I maintain I am throwing money away. I might as well be betting your stepfather. That's how bad.
Yeah. I hate that stuff where you don't know, like lion's mane. They say take lion's mane; it'll make your brain better or something.
And right? You don't know.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Maybe my memory is better. Maybe it'd be worse than it is.
Right.
And it's working.
Right.
But so I don't know.
Right.
So. I don't remember your... I mean, I know that you have a love of Peter Cetera, but
you
I don't
do.
Remember the
okay.
specifics.
All right. So I was at Phil Rosenthal's house for movie night. This, mm-hmm. If it starts coming back to you, then it's the Prevagen. and you know how he plays music before the movie? Mm-hmm. He played 25 or 6 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it?
The Lot. Yes. Are you familiar?
Familiar?
Yes. Okay.
A live one of them young playing live. And I was just like, oh, my God, he's so hot.
It was on video?
Yes.
So it was the 1970 Tanglewood, I'm guessing.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Because I watched it 6,000 times. I've never been a huge Chicago fan, but I also don't dislike them. They're just the band that Jimmy Pardo loves more than as much as Betsy loves the California
yes.
Raisins.
Oh, or wow. These guys collecting Smurfs. I would collect anything Chicago, not the
right.
city, the band. I would.
Yes.
I at one
the
point
very first CD I ever bought was a Chicago album. And I can't remember. It was white, and it would have been in like 87. So whatever their album was
well,
in about 80.
Chicago 18, but that was more of a bluey.
Maybe it was bluey.
Was Cetera the singer, or was it Jason Sheff at the time?
I think it was Cetera.
Then maybe Chicago 16, 82?
Might have been.
With the magnifying glass on the front? That's white with the magnifying glass.
17 is the really big one, right?
17 is the one that looks like a UPS package.
Yeah, but that like had like the monster 80s hits on it,
they
right?
sold like 11 million copies.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Whoa.
But I bought it in Hong Kong where I bought my first CD player.
Well, that's Chicago 18 then.
But anyway, I have a connection to Chicago. I loved them. You know, enough
Let's
to make
no
the
one
first...
ask how why he bought a CD player in China.
Because that's usually at home. It's very convenient. Why wouldn't you do that?
I thought, Mom, can I buy a CD player in Hong Kong? And she was like, sure, honey. And she put me on a plane.
This is when you were it has to have been when you were in the boys' choir, right?
Yeah, but I didn't mean to make this about me. I was just trying to say, like, this is a Chicago-friendly area.
Okay, good.
Anyway.
I feel safer than I did moments ago because of your trip to China to buy electronics.
I mean, wasn't it big then, though? A CD player was
yeah.
big then. Wasn't this, it just seems impractical.
Yeah, it was like this big. It was like,
how did you get it home?
It wasn't fun. I had to haul it around Asia.
Were you thinking what a mistake this was?
No, I was thrilled that I had a CD player.
Oh, I probably yeah, wouldn't have been able to wait to get home. Like, this trip can end tomorrow.
Yeah.
I wanted, when I bought my first CD player, which was also in, I guess it was in 85, I bought mine.
And what country?
I stayed here right in the States.
Okay. Traditional.
I love my country.
I wanted to get it close to the source. You know, you want to get it fresh.
I don't disagree with that. The idea of going there and buying it like on site
it's
is exciting.
Different. It's just different.
It's like going to Louisville and buying a bat.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. You go to China and you buy your CD player.
Wait, did you buy the CD? Was it Chicago that you bought it in?
It was. I did.
Look at that.
I did drive to Chicago. Unnecessarily, I drove to a place to save probably $7.
Right.
Like
if I
you spent on
gas.
Yes.
But
in 1980.
Yes, exactly. But it was huge. It was big and it was clunky and it didn't have any of the features. It just basically gave you the number of the track that was playing. Yes. All it had on it, not even the time or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't wait to get it home, driving down Cicero Avenue, getting to my house and plugging it all in and calling my mom and stepdad into the room and going, hey, now listen to the difference between the vinyl and the CD, and then pretending to hear a difference.
Sounds good.
Well, happy birthday, son. No, they couldn't tell.
Wait, were you vinyl up till CD? No cassette phase?
Cassette only in the car. Okay. Because cassettes sounded like crap. They did not sound good. Vinyl sounded great. CD sounded great. Cassettes never
did. Yeah, honey, he was in the music industry.
I know. That's why he was in the record business.
Yeah.
That's why he knows.
So I was in early as well. So I know how big these things were. Trying to relate.
Yeah. Dude, you're like the common man.
Sure.
Yeah.
What? I feel like you're pointing it. You're just
holding a pen.
It kind of felt like you were trying to get her attention there. It was a weird elbow, and then you bailed on it.
Sorry.
It's like, well, I can't.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm done.
Okay, great.
I can tell you more about Hong Kong. There was a kid.
Yeah.
In Hong Kong, they have these streets with all these shops, right? And all these electronic shops. And it was all about bartering. So I got the player for super cheap. A kid went in and he wanted a lens, like a really expensive lens. A kid that I was with. And he bought one. It was like $80 or something like that, which was a lot of time. And then he went to the next door, and for some stupid reason, he kept asking. He'd already bought that. Oh. He kept asking how much that same lens was. And
oh no, it's getting cheaper.
Yeah, and by the time, and as he's walking out there, they're like $20, and he was just like crying. He literally spent all the
money. Why keep doing it?
I know.
I just kept kicking the ball store to store. Horrible.
That's the second question I have.
What?
You were like 12 or 13 and you had enough cash on you to buy a CD player?
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't have that much, but again, they were super cheap, you know, and you'd haggle them down.
They were.
For some reason, I knew to haggle.
It seemed like to be expensive in 87.
They were, except again, in Hong Kong, you know, you're getting it right from the source.
I still would think it would be expensive, but I guess I'm wrong. I have learned something.
But also we had been in China where everything was so cheap, you know, like everything was like pennies. Mm. So I was able to save my money.
Great. Anyway, Peter Cetera.
I've in my head been begging you to move on. I don't know why.
I was telling my Peter Cetera story and then you.
I didn't want to interrupt.
You squatted on you. You did though. You're like, I got a CD player.
So, you know what? Honestly, I was just excited to tell Jimmy that my first album was a Chicago album.
Yeah.
No one, I don't know many people who are impressed by this. No offense.
Well, you don't remember which one it was, though. That it couldn't have been that impactful.
I'm going to find out while you talk.
Okay. There's not that much more to the story.
The problem
just
with remembering them is that they're all numbers. They're all numbers, Jimmy.
Yeah, so my guess is either 16
it's
or 18 based on
it's
your,
a teen.
On your white album cover.
It was a teens. It was a Chicago something teen.
Well, then again, I'm going with.
Do they go into the 20s?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, so they number all of them.
Yeah, they're now on like 36, but there's a lot of live in the middle. There's a lot of unnecessary.
Do you think at any point they thought to themselves, maybe we should have just done titles?
Well, they tried with their 12th album called Hot Streets, so they tried to do that, and then they went right back to the numbers.
Okay. Did they skip a number, or did they go?
No, that's considered 12.
Okay.
Yeah. So that.
Well, they should have done it with 13 because that's the unlucky number.
Unlucky.
Oh, yeah. Skip
but
it.
I can listen. I'm not going to bore you as to why it had to be this one, but blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there was a reason that this one had to
I
be.
I understand.
They were trying something different. A man died, right. And they were trying to.
Oh, yes. That guy, the bass player.
No, Cetera is the bass player. I know you love of him. You just love him so much.
The other bass player. I love his face.
Terry Kath played guitar, and then he sadly killed himself in an accident.
Ooh.
Now, right.
Yes.
He was playing with a gun.
He was playing with a gun and it went off. Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
I think it was this one.
Yeah, that's 18.
Whoa,
18.
That's
that makes sense.
Let me see.
Not white. White in my brain.
No, there's a white border.
Yeah.
There's a white border.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, do you also agree that young Peter Cetera, extremely hot?
I think 1980s Peter Cetera is hot. Like when he's in his 40s, I think that's when he was in the best shape of his life. He looked great in the 80s, in his 40s.
Did he have short hair then?
He had that short hair.
I really like the puka shell long hair.
You like that?
Yeah.
Like, you should also watch, then there's a great video from 1979 where they're at Pine Knob in
I think I might have when I went on my down.
That
my
one's great. Also, oh, you know which one you'll love?
Okay.
The one from Australia, from 1979, Australia, and there, it's a storm. They're outdoors and there's a storm.
Whoa.
And that beautiful long hair that you won't shut up about is blowing as
like
he's singing.
It's like a Herbal Essences commercial.
It is unbelievable. Yeah, you got to look for that. So put it in Chicago, Australia.
Any puka shells?
I want to say there's some neckwear, okay. Yeah.
And then he's got like, I was like, what is going on with his jaw? It's like,
yeah.
But he broke his jaw, right?
He got beat up at a Dodger game.
No.
Yeah, he was at a Dodger game and three, even though.
Because he's got this cool way of singing that's like very. Yeah.
It's like here.
It's cool, like what Jimmy's doing.
Whoa. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, that looks cool.
He had to reteach himself how to sing. Here's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Very tragic.
These sailors, if I'm not mistaken, they could have been army guys. They did not understand that Chicago was very, they were political. And they just saw these hippies at a baseball game. And they didn't think that these hippies belonged at a baseball game. So they jumped him and kicked the crap out of him. Oh. And he was in the hospital. And they basically broke his jaw. And they had to wire his jaw. So they had to record the next album with his jaw was wired. So he had to teach himself how to sing like that. And he sings like that to this day.
Mm-hmm. So interesting.
That is, that's that sexiness you're talking about.
It really did something for me. Yeah,
I don't disagree. It's an interesting, I mean, it works.
It telegraphs like intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
Podcaster to podcaster.
Yeah. I'm listening.
And podcast guests can weigh in too.
Okay.
Where are you with people saying, great, send me a calendar invite when you book them?
Oh, luckily I've never had them do that.
Really?
That is not cross my. No way.
It's so all the rage these days.
No, I don't book people with calendars. I go, send me a calendar. I wouldn't even know how to do that.
That's
they assume
my, yeah,
they
I don't
they
know
assume,
how to
they're
do
like,
that.
Jimmy wouldn't know.
No, this
maybe that's why.
This dummy doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, see, you're the lovable buffoon that everyone loves.
Yeah. I wouldn't know how to do that.
I don't. That's my default, is that I don't know how. But then I think I have a couple times and I'm like, oh, it's actually not that hard. But I still, no, I don't do that.
Do I have
that's
to
not
start
how,
my
how do you do it?
I again, I'm the
how
guy that
do
doesn't.
You do it? I don't know.
How
I've never
do I
had
book
to do
somebody?
It. No,
I just go. You want to do it. Thursday, the 14th?
Yeah, usually
and
that's it.
We all know how to be adults and write that down.
Right.
Why do I have to send you something? I mean, I send a confirmation.
Right.
Yes.
And then you know what you do that I don't, that I should do, is say, please confirm receipt, or please let me know you got.
Not
this.
Everybody does that, even
really?
Though it's on there in bold and. Not everybody does that, and it's a little infuriating because then it comes Sunday night. It's like, oh, they didn't confirm, and then it's like, do I text them and say, are you coming Monday? Or then am I being like?
So what do you do? Do you do what whole thing? Do you
know what? In the old days, I panicked and I would text them. Now I ride it out, and if they don't show up, they don't show up. Yeah. Who cares?
that's
happened
attitude.
Zero times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They show up. Then I'll go. Oh, I wasn't here. You didn't confirm. Well, you know, I'd be here. Okay, you don't have to get defensive. you made the mistake. I'm right. This is Hobby Lobby. Yes.
Wait, you've never, ever in your 18 years had a no-show?
Oh, no. We've had the same woman not show up three times? I think it's three times.
Funny.
It's minimum twice.
Wow.
And one time,
really?
Do you say who it is?
I'm not comfortable saying that. But she had a driver to bring her one time.
Uh-huh. Did he show up?
He called and said, she's not coming out.
My car's empty.
Yeah.
Wait. He said what?
What?
Basically
she's not coming out?
She's not coming out. And he's like, what do I do?
Wow.
And I said, I don't
she's
know.
She's
not
coming out of her house.
I'm where you're bringing her to. He's like, oh, this was the number I was given to call if there was a problem. I go, no. I'm the place you're going to.
Yeah.
And so I go, so you're saying, so can we assume she's not coming? He goes, I would assume she's not coming. And then maybe a half hour later, her people called and said, yeah, she's not feeling well. It's like, okay.
Was she older?
No, no.
Oh, my God.
No, she's younger than... Well,
I can't wait to end this show and find out.
Yeah, I'll write it down.
Selena Gomez.
I'll write it down for you.
Yes, please.
But I will not say who it is.
I don't know.
No,
but by the way, I booked her. That was the...
Yeah, who's younger?
That was the time when she just didn't show up. Another time, it was the day before. Oh, she's not going to come. And then I even threw it a third time, and then that one was canceled a couple weeks out. And I was okay, this isn't happening anymore.
Right.
No offense. No. I'm not... I may misspell.
That's fine. Well,
any of that. Do we see? You can read what that says, right?
Oh yeah.
It's
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Dang,
that's not what I expected.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to the listener, too. I just can't.
I understand.
Even though it feels like I should, because I'm the show is the victim.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But
you're the oppressed.
Yeah. She's at fault, but I still don't feel like blowing up the spot is a cool thing to do.
Nah.
No, it's not. I thought maybe it was the kind of thing where like you and Matt were sitting there talking about how the guest is going to be here and then she didn't show up. So like the audience knew she was supposed to be on that show.
Wait, you know what? We did have that once in our old studio and then we just called a bunch of people and then it was like, well, whoever shows up.
Fun.
And I forget, it might have been Dave Holmes or somebody. Then the door opened and it was like, hey.
Oh, that's fun.
So then, that was
a surprise guest, like a surprise even from you. You're doing like Smartless with yourself.
I'll take your word for it. I don't listen to that show enough to know the ins and outs of their show.
I believe they had all three presidents.
Oh, I do know that. Yes. Yeah. And then I talked myself out of jumping off a cliff.
Did they really?
Yeah, they had that one, and that one.
Trump.
That one and that one.
They had Bush Clinton, Senior? Biden, and Obama,
yeah,
I believe.
You know, whoa, the big three?
Yeah.
How the...
Because it's Jason Bateman and
I know
Sean Hayes and Will Arnett.
Okay,
they're movie stars,
but still, I know there's a. But anyway,
should we kick all the celebrities off of podcasting? I'm sick of them
as hosts. You mean
as hosts? Yeah. I'm sick of all their podcasts. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, yeah, F them. Hey, if you're listening to this, don't listen to those other ones and tell a friend.
I say it on my program. Go back to making your movie stars.
Right. That's right. Leave this
and
for us.
You know, those people who are like, hey, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Doesn't seem to be happening.
No, my dinghy.
Yeah, no way, dude.
Right. What happened
My boat was riding on top of the ocean before all before the celebrities got
hungry. How about a hungry bear eats all pies?
Yeah.
Is that
a real
thing?
No, I just meant
I like that. Oh, what is this bear versus man thing on the internet? Is anyone aware of this?
No,
I don't.
Oh my God.
I think it's
a trending thing.
All I can gather, I don't really know, is like, women, would you prefer in the woods to run into a bear or a strange man?
Oh.
Yeah.
They're saying bear.
A bear for sure.
You think a bear?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they're both going to kill you, so wouldn't you want conversation prior?
No, if anything, I'd be like, let me at least pet you.
Oh, the bear?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
If he's going to maul me, I'm getting a hug in there somewhere. Man.
Get a little cuddle.
Get a little quick cuddle and then get my insides ripped out.
Is the idea is the idea that the bear is going to kill you quickly and the man is going to Well, my hunch would be if people are choosing bear, it's because like you don't want to
yes.
be present the for bear what won't. The man's going to do.
Yeah, I think that's
unless it's a perverted bear.
But what if he's a good guy?
Right.
I know. At least it gives you a chance.
It just doesn't mean he's a murderer. You're out there by yourself, too.
Right.
So there's a reason you're alone walking through the woods. Maybe he's grateful to have the company.
Right.
Why? Yeah. So
yeah, you don't know why he's there.
Right.
Maybe he got lost and he's just hoping for someone to help him find the road.
Not all men. Speaking of,
I know I get canceled every week.
Speaking of something loosely related, is anyone besides Daniel and me watching Baby Reindeer?
Oh, we're done.
Yeah,
you're done.
You finished it.
Okay.
I just watched the fourth episode.
We just watched the fourth episode last night. Tony, are you?
I haven't seen it. Flo was watching it, and I didn't know she had started it. And then,
oh, that's unfair.
Yeah,
that's a good couple show.
Yeah, I would have.
I think you're gonna have to talk to about it.
Yeah,
yes, I think
need support.
You need somebody.
Yeah. I would. She said it was disturbing.
Is the fourth episode where it takes the turn?
Yes.
And just, oh boy.
Yes.
So,
oh boy.
It was a big old oh boy episode. Yeah.
Because I cannot handle most of anything, I had to read the synopsis ahead of time because I knew I love
a
spoiler.
A mystery show with her.
She does this with everything.
I like a spoiler.
I was like,
that's wild.
I was like, honey, my favorite show is Twin Peaks. I want to introduce you to this.
Oh,
we're like two episodes in, and she's already looked ahead to see who killed Laura Palmer. Like, that is literally the fun of the first 9-10 episodes.
Yes. Exactly how it went down, but it's close. But anyway, But I was enjoying Baby Reindeer, and I was like, I'm not going to spoil it for myself. I'm not going to spoil it. And then it just got to be like, I know everyone's talking about how disturbed they feel afterwards. I know something bad. Like, I can't stomach it. I have to know. So then I read the synopsis, and then I was like, okay, this won't be, I mean, it's going to be bad, but it's not going to be like that bad. And somehow it still was it's so well done.
Even though
you don't see so much, but it's like you're so identifying with him.
Yeah.
It was just like very masterfully.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Destroyed me.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
Does it get better from here?
I don't know. That was worse? The last episode.
Oh, right. Okay.
I had to take a little break.
No, it doesn't get better.
Well, I mean,
probably not.
No.
I mean, it doesn't get worse.
Okay.
But it doesn't get better, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you'll see it differently, but I know it remains bleak.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's it's a heavy watch.
And it's a true story.
That's the thing. My wife Danielle did the deep dive afterwards to look into it.
Oh, really?
Because you see at the end, it's based on like this guy's one-man show.
Right.
And it's like, oh, so wait, what the F?
Yeah.
And then when you see this episode that you're talking about, like, oh my God. So it's not just that he being stalked by this woman, which is the premise. I'm not giving anything away. But then these other twists and turns happen. You're like, you got to be. It was already horrible.
Yes.
I know.
And then this.
And it like justifies kind of why it all started. Yeah. You know, where you're like, oh, fuck, man. It's wild.
The vulnerability to it.
Yes.
Could you imagine? Because then I was thinking about like having seen that, seeing the one man show version, like, could you imagine being at the Fringe Festival and that's that guy's show and he's being that raw and that real? Like, are you kidding? Nobody's that raw and real.
No.
And funny. Like, he also made it funny.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so here's what I want to know, because it's really well done, but his comedy in the show is terrible.
That's interesting.
Yes, I'm having a hard time
squaring that. Like, is he really that bad, or is he playing that up to kind of make fun of himself?
He's
got to
be playing it up, because I did a similar deep dive to Danielle probably, and his shows at the Fringe won awards.
And
he's not going to win awards with what he's doing out of that suitcase.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Really
but he apparently one of his shows.
Mink hat is pretty funny.
And the eggplant. One of his shows is him on a treadmill running the entire time recounting the abuse.
What the F?
That was like one before the most
that
recent
That sounds
one.
Hilarious.
That's so wild.
Jeff.
And then who's the guy?
I know.
Has that guy been outed as the purple?
No.
I know. I'm curious.
He has come out and say it's not who everybody's guessing it is.
Yes, right.
Oh, Ricky Gervais?
No. Who did he say it was?
I don't know.
I forget.
I have no idea.
There's a name of someone that he's curious. Like, leave this guy alone.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Oh, so like he's like in charge of some theater in Scotland or something, I think.
Did you, if I may,
please.
I don't want to derail, but you left, and it drives me, it's the thing that drives me bananas, leaving a phone off a hook. You were explaining something about Smartless that I did not understand.
Oh, yes. Did Daniel interrupt me?
Probably.
No, I think you interrupted yourself with the presidents, and then we talked about
calendars. Oh, yes. Celebrities not raising our boats.
Yeah.
Smartless. I also have not listened to a ton, but the premise, I believe, or at least at one point the premise was, there's three of them. One person brings in the guest and the other two don't know who it is.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All right, so they got a little hook. It's not just famous. They've got a hook.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, mostly famous.
I don't know if they still do it that way.
And by the way,
they're
three funny dudes. I'm not putting them down. They're three brilliant dudes and three great actors.
Yeah.
Sean Hayes made me bawl in Bucket List. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I bawled. I went to a Mommy and Me movie. Remember Mommy and Me movies? Did you ever do that when you were?
We did Mommy and Me, but I never went to a movie.
Oh, I loved them. It was because Danielle was busy writing on a TV show, so I would have Oliver in the morning, and I would take him to. I think Tuesdays were in Los Feliz, and Wednesdays were in Westchester. Like, different movie theaters would have a showing of a movie at 10 o'clock in the morning, where they left the lights on, and if babies cried, nobody cared.
Oh, that's brilliant!
And it was great. And so I took him to see. Well, I didn't take him to see Bucket List. I took me to see him, and he sat there, and I was sobbing so hard at the end of Bucket List that I had to hold him in front of me, like as a shield, so nobody would see like how bananas it was that I was blubbering.
I don't know this. I had that reaction, but I didn't have a baby, to Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, I never saw that.
Has anyone?
Oh, I've not seen that.
It made me weep.
Yeah.
Like, not just tear up. Like, what's Bucket List
most
about?
Most pants make you cry, though. Is that
right? I find pants really get me.
You like your pants to stay in one place. You don't like to move it around.
Don't travel. Please don't travel pants.
They're not TSA approved, but it just slows the pants travel down. Bucket List is Jack Nicholson. Right? Did I say that right? Yeah. Jack Nicholson is the golfer. Jack Nicholson. And he's dying, and it's him and Morgan Freeman. They're two old men, and they want to cross off their things on their bucket. I never heard the phrase bucket list until that movie.
No,
and so they were checking things off, and then he has one last request. Oh, God damn it, I'm getting choked up. He has one last request that he asked Sean Hayes after he dies to check off the last thing on his bucket list, and then it's like, well, yeah, okay, well, we know it's coming. But even though you know it's coming, it just hit me. Maybe because I had a little boy in my arms, and like everything was like, you know, thinking about dying, and I now have a little baby. I don't want to be thinking about that. But it just hit me, and God. And so I thank the funny Sean Hayes for making me maybe cry the hardest I've ever cried in the theater.
I think I won't see that one.
Oh, it's.
Or maybe
I don't know if it's good or bad, to be honest with you. But I at the time I recommended it because
I'll watch it.
It got you.
Yeah, it got me.
I will see it then.
Is that like the last movie Jack did? Like, he hasn't really been on the radar for a long time.
He really hasn't, has he?
Yeah. I have a feeling when we see him, it'll be like, have you seen that picture of Clint Eastwood?
Dude.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, who the fuck is that?
You wouldn't know that was him if you walked past you, right?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Uh-uh.
He looks bad.
He just looks old.
He's old.
And different. Like, just old.
The biggest hit for me was Gene Hackman, because Gene Hackman retired, and he was old when he retired, but now he's... He just looks totally different.
What, 93? Yeah, is that how old he is?
Very old.
And people are mad at him that there's photographs of him wearing the same vest, like a week apart from each other. It's like,
he's old.
Do you change your jacket on a regular basis? The man's wearing his jacket to go to the gas station.
But also, one of the joys of becoming very old is realizing I can wear the same goddamn thing every day.
Also, I'm Gene fucking Hackman. Get off my
Hackman.
Bucket List made me think of a phrase that I am ready to be done with, and I'm wondering how you guys feel about it.
What is it?
Didn't have that on my bingo card for 2024.
Oh, I was done with that in 2020.
I didn't know that was a phrase.
You encountered it online.
Oh, you're the luckiest at this table. Horrible.
It's all over the place.
And clever people use it. And when clever people use it, it's like, you're better than that. Yeah. Why are you using something that my aunt from Iowa, who's trying to convince me the California raisins are interesting?
I'm telling you.
I know.
The Christmas special.
I heard of the bell. I got
so
it.
Funny. The bell one, for sure.
I'm with you.
What is it again?
Didn't have that on my bingo card.
Oh, boy.
Like, didn't have that on, like, it's just whatever it is. Like,
yes.
Oh, Clint Eastwood looking like that? Didn't have that on my bingo card for 2024.
Yeah, I've never heard that, and I'm glad I haven't.
Yeah.
Especially since
keep it that way.
Nobody has bingo cards.
I know.
For the year.
That is
not a thing.
Let me show you mine, though, because I didn't have this conversation on my bingo card. I have to cross it off now.
I keep wanting to do, like, didn't have that on my bingo card. Didn't have that on my bingo card on my bingo card. But like when I do stuff, no one gets it.
Yeah.
Like there was a while where people were saying, oh shit, what was it? It was like da da da, and I cannot stress this enough, duh.
Right.
It would be like I really hate that. I really, and I cannot stress this enough, hate that.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I had a Spanish teacher who always said, and I cannot stress this enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Well, see you later.
Sounds
she
like
was cool, though.
Really
she was
memorable.
Cool.
Yeah.
She was rad.
I had Senora a Spanish Keating. Teacher who would, she...
Ooh, are we all going to tell Spanish teacher stories? All
right. I don't have
no.
I'll listen
None?
To yours, though, nicely.
Okay,
I didn't take Spanish. I didn't think the language was going to catch on. I didn't think it'd be important to learn.
What'd you take?
I took French. I took French for 4 years.
You can tell a French teacher story if you have one.
I was in love with her. Mademoiselle Louis. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, like any kid in high school, you have a little crush on the teacher.
She's probably still, you know, available.
You think so?
You could probably get her now.
Yeah, move.
I do have a successful podcast.
You have a successful podcast.
So I do think you know what? You might be right. I'll make my move. Danielle, you're out. I got to go find Mademoiselle Louis.
Anyway, my Spanish teacher, when people were too loud, she would, I just have this very distinct memory of her going, under her breath, but with a hand gesture. Hold the phone.
Funny.
Hold the phone. Which made no sense to all of us. I mean, we had phones, but it just I was like, what does that even
mean?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is you saying that. I was joking about everybody having a Spanish teacher story. You saying that, I was like, oh, wait, I do have a... story is a strong word, but same kind
for
of...
me, too.
Yeah, same kind of deal, though, where, like, the class was being really, like, she was trying to teach, and the class was terrible. Like, they were always shitty and loud and not listening to her, and one day she just hit her limit, and she just all of a sudden just goes, I've had it with this shit, and threw her book down and stormed out.
Really? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, like, I think... A few minutes passed and she came back and just acted like it never happened.
Lo siento.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Senora Brenna would throw the chalkboard erasers at me.
Yes.
And only me.
I had a fourth grade teacher who would do that to
me. Oh, really?
Because I talked a lot in all of school and he would just chalk and erasers and I thought it was the funniest thing. Mr. Bennett. Mr. Bennett.
I was so pissed at her that I vowed never to learn Spanish and I fucking taught
her.
I showed her.
You showed her.
Yeah.
I'm not going to learn it. I'm not going to remember it.
That's right.
Circle back for a second. You said you had phones. So was this a night class as a adult?
No. I mean, in our homes, we had phones.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. Call for the operator to connect you with somebody. I thought you meant you had a cell phone, and I was like, oh,
no,
Jesus Christ. I'm that much older than everybody? But no.
No.
My point is worthless. I apologize for taking this out.
I'm so old.
How old are you?
When I was growing up, you couldn't even own phones. You rented them.
Yeah, we rented. Yeah, it was on the phone bill, right?
I was very young when that happened.
And you'd go to the Pac Bell shop, and you could see the different phones you could get.
That was exciting.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
And you could take the phone off, and then you would connect it behind it, and you slide it on, and
look at it. Whoa, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, there were a limited number of phone styles that were available. There was the regular sort of. One that sat on a
office
desk.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yes. And then there was the princess. And then there was the wall phone.
One. Yeah.
The princess was
the curved one?
Elongated, right? It was sort of like an oblong, like an oval with the hand. Yeah. Oh,
yes. Okay.
Then there was the wall phone. I think that's it. And then you had the choice of like beige, brown, or white.
We had almond.
Almond.
So it was probably the beige.
We had a maroon colored one, I think.
There might have been more. I don't remember. I just know that when they made it possible for people to go out and buy phones, it was like we excited. Like, oh my God, we're getting new phones.
Yes.
We get to choose our phones.
I had a Swatch phone as a teenager.
The clear one?
No, it was red.
I think everyone in roughly our age all had the clear phone.
But it had
okay, but I had a duck phone that quacked, so not everyone.
You could lift the one receiver, but the base was also a receiver so that two people could be on the phone, but I was an only child, so it was completely useless. There's no reason for
a stereo phone.
Yeah, I could have a stereo phone. Yes.
Wait, two people, like your friends over and you can both get on the phone, so it's really like loud? You know how
loud. One is louder so both people can hear it. You just had two receivers.
No. What I'm saying is if I was on the phone talking to my friend and my sister picked up a phone in the other room, it was always like, get off!
Oh, yeah.
Because it added that sort of tinny quality to it. And I'm wondering if that's how it was, if two people were on your Swatch phone. Is your boss?
Well, I just got to,
All right.
Well, I didn't want to shut down the conversation. Jesus Christ.
Well, I just wanted to know how the sound quality was when two people were using the Swatch
phone. I don't know. There were not two people who would use it. I was an only child.
Okay,
fine. It was hopeful for the future. It was aspirational.
All right. Let's say hello and welcome to the new patrons.
Allison wants to say thank you to a couple of special people out there.
Hello and welcome to Sarah Smale, to Irina Ioselovich, to Lisa Willis, to Lindsay, and to Megan Daniels. Thank you. I love you. I hope you're enjoying all the Patreon stuff. You guys are the best. Patreon.com/AllisonRosen. Okay. I think it is time to take a super quick break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know that I am a huge believer in therapy. It's made a huge difference in my life. I do it every week. There's times in my life where I'm trying to think if I've ever gone more than once a week. I've done like double sessions or a session and a half when different things were happening in my life where I felt like I just needed that extra support. I recommend therapy for anyone who's open to it and most people who aren't open to it. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when you keep them bottled up, it starts to affect you negatively in ways that you're aware of, like your mood, how you feel, but then also in ways that you're not aware of. It just kind of comes out. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bestfriend today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/bestfriend.
Hey, it's Todd Perry from Allison Rosen's other podcast, Allison and Todd After Hours. And I think the big reason why younger people really love our show is because, let's face it, we're pretty hip.
I'll tell you exactly what I read. I don't need to hide it. I was reading a book called The Menopause Manifesto.
To hear more, check out patreon.com/AllisonandTodd. Patreon.com/AllisonandTodd.
All right. Let's do Just Mirror Everyone.
Sometimes I ponder on something done. Is it just me or everyone?
All right, Jimmy or
Yo.
Betsy,
oh.
Do you have one?
I do have one.
Let's hear it.
Is it just me or everyone? I do not like those Charmin bears. The toilet paper bears. I don't like them one bit. I don't think the commercials are charming. No. Like, where they're like, Dad's been in there for a while. He's like, yeah, I'm wiping my ass. I hate it. I hate it. And I like bears, and I'm not grossed out by poop jokes, mm-hmm. but I hate them. And it's kind of weirds me out how much I hate them.
I'm kind of new. I don't enjoy them, but
okay.
Yeah, they just kind of exist for me. But
yeah.
I feel that way about the current, any of the Wendy's commercials that are on right now.
What's happening in those?
It's just employees, and they're the kind of commercials that you watch and you go, is that supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
Yes.
The witty
okay.
banter about the Frosty?
Yeah.
Goes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you like truly, I'm like, well, what's the joke? What are we supposed to even laugh at?
Right.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
because it is like, just show us French fries getting dunked in that Frosty. We'll go to Wendy's.
Yeah.
Like, that's all we want to see.
Yeah.
But what is the kind of banter on one of these commercials?
There's one that I've been seeing lately. It's two guys. They're eating this, I think it's called the Dreamsicle mm-hmm. Frosty, mm-hmm. and they're like eating
oh
it.
Oh, my God,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and the one guy is like, they're talking about it. He's like, man, this is just like strolling down memory lane. And the other guy goes, I didn't know they sold Dreamsicles on memory lane.
Oh, God.
No!
That's the whole thing.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And, yeah. and you're like, but what? There's no alt take? That's yeah. the take.
Right.
Okay.
And it's like this cast of like three or four people that they always, and like there's a bunch of them and they're all like that.
That's so
Do
weird.
Do they fire all the creatives and the writers?
I haven't done a deep dive.
If, yeah.
yeah, do you think they're trying to be like Sonic and have like TJ and Dave
oh,
who
yeah.
are funny and actually made, you know, where they're like, yeah, we can have people just kind of improvise about how great this thing is. And then it's like, no, you can't.
yeah, it seems that way. But yeah,
I do like the high five guy. The guy that's excited about the French fries. There's something where he high fives about French fries. I don't dislike that one. But that Dreamsicle one is a swing
yeah,
and a miss.
Yeah.
And that Charmin Bear thing infuriates me.
Yeah, okay.
I also don't like the phrase, enjoy the go. That's their,
yes,
that's their, and that's, enjoy the go.
No.
Don't do that.
I don't know. I don't like it. I'm with
don't
you.
Don't do, just be like, Our toilet paper is soft. That's all you need to know. And you're like, great, I will get it.
Also, it's like milk. We're going to buy it anyway.
We have to buy it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, okay. When you said you don't find them charming, it hit me.
Charming.
Yeah.
Is that intentional? I never thought about it.
The charming Charmins?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. That was her use of the word, not theirs.
So
You find out what's going on with the Wendy's commercials, look up the name Charmin.
Yeah. Everybody listen to my new commercial podcast.
That would be kind of like talk about commercials. I would listen. I like that stuff.
I think I've seen these Wendy's commercials, and I also am having trouble placing the Charmin Bears, which is weird.
What?
I know.
I feel they're SNL all over
even
the
did
place.
A sketch on it. That apparently they got in trouble for because it was already done on the internet. Somebody else had done the exact same thing. Because everybody, Betsy, to your point, you're not alone.
Okay.
Everybody's weirded out by them.
Great. Okay.
Is it animation?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like I feel like I can hear the voice of the kid bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Oh yeah, this feels odd. And it's just like, this is too weird, man. Too weird.
I think that I had that's not how I want to start that sentence. What I was gonna say, I wasn't even aware Enjoy the Go is their new thing. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And also, isn't the whole point of the Charmin Bears because a bear shits
in
the
woods?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And so it's very scatological.
Right.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Okay, good. Yeah. Get them out of here.
All right.
Get them out of here.
We've canceled them.
Okay, good.
Good.
Jimmy.
Yo.
Do you have it, Just Me or Everyone?
I don't care for this, and you may think about it with the bingo card. This new trend of waiters and waitresses saying, I got you. I got you. You're like, oh, can I get another Diet Coke?
Funny.
I got you, man. I got you. Okay, what would you like, sir? Oh, you know what? Give me the prime room. I got you. It's like, I don't understand the phrase. It infuriates me, and I want it to stop.
I'm
sure you have.
I'm gonna really pay attention.
Now
to
it will haunt
now.
You. You'll hear it every time you order. So I got you. Even if you go like go up to the counter at Wendy's, can I get a spoon? I got you.
Like, I got you.
Oh, it's infuriating.
Yeah, because does I got you mean yes, or does I feel like it usually means like I get what you're saying? Like if you're like. One time I had something here. I can't remember the name of it, but it was really delicious.
I
got you. Right.
It's not that. This is a it's a weird way of saying yes.
Yeah.
And it's a weird way of acting like, I got you, dude. I got you.
Hey, I'm right.
It's almost patronizing.
It's almost patronizing.
It's chummy.
Oh, you need a spoon? I got you, dude. Don't worry about that. Yeah, I hate
like,
it.
Like on the house.
Yeah, right.
You should just say like, words are cheap. Get me with your actions.
Yeah, prove it.
Just
prove
it.
Got me.
Yeah. Get it.
Hey, don't love talk. Is a verb.
Don't say you got me. Get me.
Daniel,
Daniel
took his nose out of his phone long enough to. I'm
feeling this one.
You know what I don't like?
What don't you care for?
This is not my Just Me or Everyone. This is, but inspired by yours, which was inspired by my bingo card. That sounded like I was taking ownership of your thing.
You
I
took
wasn't,
it around.
I wasn't.
Yeah,
trying
you really
to.
Did. No.
We watch some reality TV, and whenever people on reality shows, or specifically on Vanderpump Rules, whenever they order in restaurants, instead of saying, I would like this, they say, I'm going to do the
lobster. Oh.
Yes. I don't like that. But they work in a bar, in bars and restaurants. Yeah. Is that how the insiders speak? Because I don't know.
I don't know.
It seems to be based on my viewing of reality TV.
I'm going to do... That also sounds so Beverly Hills elitist asshole-y.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Instead of, you know what? I would like the blanket. Oh, can I get the... That's what I would say. You know, I'm going to have the...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Wait, do I say this?
Apparently, a minute ago, you said, can you give me the...
Can you give me the... Instead of what? I'll do the...
I feel like can I get...
Can I get...
Yeah.
What do I do? Let's see. Could I get?
Yeah.
Or could I have?
Are you pretending that's a menu?
Yes,
I know. I had it written down.
You took notes on this thing that you just thought of?
She gets into character.
I'm trying to.
And that's
I'm
like a.
Pretending I'm at a restaurant. I'm trying to remember.
That's a cheesecake.
Could I have
menu
the.
Too.
And then I, like, you know, look. Yeah.
75 pages.
It's got ads.
Saying I'm going to do the treats each item like it's an experience. Like, oh, at this restaurant, they have this lobster. I'm going to do that.
And they also order drinks that way, too. We're gonna do.
Yeah.
We're gonna do. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, now that I think about it, I don't love I'm going to start with, even though that is not trendy and it's just, you know, English, but I don't love that either.
Oh.
Just say, could I have?
The salad?
I guess that's actually fine.
Gonna let him
or eat. Like, we're going to start with some nachos.
Starting with is actually fine because want to tell them the order you want it in,
right,
too.
Yeah.
You don't want them to bring the salad out with the entree.
No, I don't want that.
Do you think Lisa Vanderpump says, I'm going to do, and so all of them are like, I have to sound like her.
Probably.
You know, right. Like it wore sense. Off on yes. them of just being like, oh, if she does it like that, I better.
Probably. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
All right. It's her fault.
Yeah, come on, Lisa. Have you watched Vanderpump Villa at all?
No.
I started and turned it off pretty quick.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Why? What's it like?
I think it was just... I guess I was just not in the mood. It was just like, oh, these people suck.
Yeah.
Are you watching? Because you know what I love more than Vanderpump? Speaking of people that suck.
The Village. The Valley.
Oh, my God.
The Valley's nuts.
The Valley is total chaos.
It's... nuts, dude. It's a new one about these people.
They live in the valley.
Who are from Vanderpump. Yeah. They live in the valley.
Yeah.
It's wild.
The premise is like young, like couples who just had kids and they all live in the valley. But the actual reality of it is total chaos.
Yeah.
Everybody hates each other.
They all hate each other. Like, they don't like their kids.
Who's the worst person on here? I thought it was this guy, but that guy might be worse.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's so dumb, but so entertaining.
They're all sloppy.
Fun to watch sloppy. Sociopaths.
I'll be positive. My wife and I have been watching the Doghouse UK. Have you watched this?
No, I've not even heard of it.
I don't know what this. Is this?
I'm deathly allergic to dogs. You know this.
Oh,
I'm deathly allergic.
Jimmy, really? I vacuumed before you got here.
I say thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, no.
I can't be around doggy or kitty cats, and I love them both.
Oh.
So I'm not really a dog guy. I don't know dogs. I've never liked dogs because I could never be around them. This is a place in I guess in the UK where you go and adopt. They pair a family with a dog, and you get to see the family. They tell their story.
Oh, that's so cute. That sounds cute.
That tugs at your heartstrings, and then you see the little doggy that they go, oh, you know, oh, Chester would be good for this family.
Aww.
Then they show Chester, and you go, yeah, Chester would be good for this family. And then they have them meet in a little area to see if they bond, and then sometimes they bond, and sometimes they don't. And when they don't, you're sad for them too because they so badly want to have a connection, and the dog wants to be adopted. But then when the dog does, when they come over and they do mesh, oh my God, it's lovely.
I'm watching that.
It's lovely.
For sure.
It's nothing
that
but joy.
That sounds awesome.
It's great.
Where are you watching that?
On television.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Netflix.
Heard of it?
Don't know.
Okay.
Danielle puts it on, and then I
call her.
Okay. I will text her and get the information for you.
That's
by the
awesome.
End.
I also can try to.
So
I can also just.
Good.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? Yeah. That seems like it'll save a lot.
Yeah. That sounds really sweet.
It's really sweet.
Wait, when they don't bond, what happens?
Then the dog gets put down. They kill the dog. They bring it over to Christine.
You know what I mean? What does it look like?
No.
Is it just like the dog is kind of like
the dog's just not responding to them. And then
they bring out Christine Noem and she puts a bullet in.
Yeah. Happily.
She's got my vote. I think, right?
Unpopular,
strong woman.
Yeah.
She's strong. She's willing to do the unlikable thing to get done.
That a vice president has to do.
Yes.
I mean, that's what she's doing.
Well, the vice president often has to put down the White House
14.
Dog.
Yes. Right. It's like
that's part of the job.
They pardon a turkey. They put down a puppy.
Yeah. What a horrible human being.
Oh, my God.
What insane miscalculation of how that story
everything
was
going to
go.
She's doing is making it worse.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to solve it with this. Nope.
Right.
Oh, here we go. I'll bob this way. Wrong again.
Right.
Everything is the use your word miscalculation.
Oh.
Horrible. So the little doggy, they will then bring out another little dog.
That's so nice.
How do they? The dog just think like, oh, Chester's not responding, and oh, we were hoping for more than that, and you know, it's handled very well. It's everybody comes off looking good. Like there's no jerks. Really.
And they all have accents, right?
Which is also a door.
Yeah.
I would want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
looks like it's on Max.
Oh, it's on Max.
Yes.
I can confirm that. It's on Max.
But it also looks like it's on Apple TV. Also.
You can find it on Apple as well.
Okay.
Really?
Well, thanks,
Jerry.
Yeah, my pleasure. Happy to help, guys.
I look forward to watching that. Okay. My just mirror, everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about what's going on with Kendrick and Drake, and I don't even know who they are. I mean, I do, but Not really. Like, I don't know.
I've been seeing little things and I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on, and I'm not going to make a move to find out.
Yeah, same. I've heard of it, but
there's something going on between them.
They're really going at it.
Beef.
And Threads thinks I must be fascinated, and I am not. Every other thread is about it. I do not care or know or have any frame of reference for a single thing they're talking about.
That's how I feel about like anything that I start hearing about these days. I'm just like, it's on the internet. I'm just like, I don't need to know this.
There was a joke either on the Brady roast or SNL's news. I forget which one it was because we watched both last night. And I had to pause it and say to my son, Oliver, about the Drake Kendra thing. Okay. Explain this to your old man. What is happening? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Explain it.
And he went, I don't know, Dad. I listen to the Buckinghams. So he doesn't. he kind of explained it to me, but it's kind of what you know. Like, they're just these two dudes, and Kendrick keeps upping it and accusing Drake of, like, creepier and creepier things. Like, there's creepy Drake's not a good dude, apparently. Mm. Like, he's implying that there's trafficking and
and
maybe young underage girls. And, again, that's Kendrick. I'm just going by my son's. Like, this is a game of telephone that I'm 9-3 moved.
Right.
And it doesn't sound like I should give a shit. So I'm kind of like you. I'm not going to, I'm good.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. There's enough going on that I do follow. I don't need to follow this. Doesn't seem to going to affect my life at all.
Whoa.
Cut to, he's at my door. Can I stay here for a minute? I'm on the run. Jake, what do you, I wouldn't even, I don't think I would say, yes, I'm Drake. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
All right.
Well, I still don't even exactly know who they are. I feel like you gave me a dubious look.
But isn't Drake the fellow from Canada?
Yes. Yeah.
And he was on a kids TV show.
Degrassi, I think.
Degrassi.
Oh, wait, it's that Drake?
Yes.
Who's thought it was now Drake, the rapper. You're
well, that's the same Drake.
Him.
No, isn't there a black Drake?
This is who we're talking about.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking who? Wait a minute. Drake and Josh.
I'm
thinking of the Nickelodeon.
That's Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Oh, I didn't realize that this Drake that we're talking about was on Degrassi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
that's about the extent of my knowledge.
So both famous Drakes were on kids' TV. Did not know this. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drake Bell is the other one.
Boy, that Nickelodeon thing was bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that was disturbing.
Yeah.
That poor kid. Good Lord.
I know. Awful. What was that called? Quiet on Set.
Oh my God.
Apparently they're filming more episodes right now because they got
more people coming forward.
That last one, did you watch that when they tacked that one on? That was tabloid crap.
Yeah.
Was it?
Because I thought the first one were well done. Yeah. And then that one was just like, let's sensationalize all this. And it's like, you just took the air out of the tires that you inflated with this story. I felt
I was bummed by that one.
Yeah,
this isn't what I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, it was like E Entertainment 1998.
Yes,
like, and was Steve Kometko like there?
Yeah, Steve Kometko was on site. Yes, good.
Steve Kometko has a podcast.
The Kometko cast.
What's it called? It's called, I forget what it's like, something that has the word Hollywood in it.
I'm just delighted that all of you remembered Steve Kometko.
Sure we do.
I was actually tempted to reach out to him to see if he wants to come on my show. And then I'm like, I know nothing about this person. I just like his voice. But what he claimed, it's like, I'm Steve Kometko. After I was kicked out of Hollywood.
He was kicked out?
Apparently some scandal happened and he was kicked out of Hollywood.
I didn't know that about Kometko. Why was it not a 4-episode series about this?
Because he's doing it on his podcast, I guess. He had Jillian Barbieri on his podcast. This is really all I know.
That's the end of the story.
It's like Life After Hollywood or something like that. Whoa. Yes, apparently he claims he was kicked out of Hollywood and fired from his job, kicked out of Hollywood, but he can't say that it's been bad. Like he's been flourishing or I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anything. It does talk about him coming out. Did it have something to do with that?
Maybe he came out and then was fired. Yeah. Maybe.
Whoa.
It was before Ellen was on People or something. Kometko. I don't know.
Yeah. Stay tuned. I'll look up
Steve Kometko podcast.
Yeah, get us the name on that.
Yeah.
Play an episode or two.
Yes. Maybe the beginning explains.
Still here, Hollywood podcast.
Something
Steve
like that.
Kometko.
Yeah. Does it say something on there about like, I was kicked out of Hollywood.
Oh, it does, actually.
Okay.
This is Still Here, Hollywood. I'm Steve Kometko. I was fired from E! Entertainment Television 20 years ago. Today, I'll tell my story that I've never told. Parentheses, fully. Actress and friend of the podcast, Amy Yazbek, will help me spill my guts.
Oh, Yazbek's on board.
Never told.
This sounds legit now, guys. Yeah.
The story he's never told publicly, because I'm sure he's told everyone in his life a million times.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm fascinated by this. Because people, you lose jobs in this town. Like, you know, we know. I mean, you have a job. Julian Barbary took a job from me. Oddly enough, that you have to bring her up and throw it in my face.
Yeah,
Allison.
What was it?
It was a show called The List. The Test on FX.
Okay.
And I was, who cares? But she ended up hosting the series. I did the pilot and tested through the roof and all positive things.
Oh, man.
She got it because she was dating the president of the network. Anyhow, she's also talented. I'm not going to take anything away from her.
I will.
I would have preferred to watch it with Jimmy Pardo.
I think a lot of people would have. But I thought, I'm not mad at her. We all get jobs.
Right.
But so I guess that's my point about Kometko. We get jobs and you lose jobs. So it's weird.
Yes.
What is the story that 20 years ago he was fired? And that he hasn't been able to tell it.
Like, is it that he got fired from one job and then couldn't book another gig?
Right. Was he blackballed?
And he's just saying he got kicked out of Hollywood because he couldn't get more work?
Yeah.
Or did he do something or get accused of something?
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I may have to jump in on Kometko.
Yeah.
I'm all in on Kometko. I made a decision.
But then maybe you'll learn something about him that's, you know.
The first thing he tells me is the first thing I'll learn about Steve Kometko. I'm at ground zero on my knowledge on Kometko.
Take him off that pedestal for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That pedestal that's on ground level.
It's very like we're a platter.
We're going to do some just me or everyone's that listeners sent in. But first, I need your thoughts on this, everyone here.
Okay.
You know, Matt Belknap was here last week.
I understand.
Yes, he was.
He shined. He shined away from the tyrannical, smothering force of Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah.
We heard it. He sang like a bird.
I'm happy to hear that.
But when...
Beaming. He
two
was beaming.
Two things. You know he has Crocs that he wears around his house. Do you know this?
He wears what?
Oh, you don't know. He has house Crocs.
I did not know he has house
Crocs. He has house Crocs.
House Crocs have not come up on... no.
Please bring them up.
I think he knows that he... He may be fired from Hollywood. He may be visiting Kometko soon. I did not know there were house Crocs.
Yeah. And he's interested in getting another pair because they're like Croc Echoes, which they're almost like think of a waffle fry turned into a shoe. That's what it looks like. And now they've come out with like a new two-tone color that he's intrigued by.
Okay.
A. And B, when Tony introduced him, he said from his favorite podcast... From Tony's favorite podcast, Never Not Funny.
Okay. Why is that upsetting?
Well, because I host a different show. And I just want to know, is that a microaggression against me?
Whoa.
Or a macroaggression?
I don't think it's any aggression.
I don't think it's aggression.
Really?
I think it's
him. Yeah.
He's talking about his love. I may have a different opinion on this if it wasn't my show.
I'm semi-joking. Semi. Well, listen.
You're talking about other show, like not this show, because I'm like, I'm not going to call this my favorite show. I work here.
It'd be weird.
Yeah.
What show are you talking about? That one that you do about the news with that person? Is that the best way to describe that?
Still here with Steve Kometko?
Wait, sorry. What's the question?
Which one are you mad that is not his favorite?
This one.
Well, he can't say this one. This is his.
Allison's favorite show. So she does not relate.
Yeah. This isn't everybody's favorite show.
She listens to this on the treadmill.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, I don't. I listen to my other shows. Okay, fair. I didn't think of it that way. Listen, I thought maybe he was going to pull this stunt again when he introduced you, Jimmy, and that's when I was going to bring up the question, but I just thought, you know.
So
I
you just, were just
like,
waiting.
Yeah, you sat on it then. Just
like,
waiting.
What if I invited Jeff Dutton from the Sloppy Boys on and described him as my favorite drummer?
Yeah, how would you feel?
Well,
fine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
You would jokingly be upset, right? Wouldn't you go?
Yeah,
hey,
I like messing with her.
Allison, Allison takes offense that people listen to other podcasts.
Well, I just don't throw it in my face.
Yeah,
you know when people come on, like,
have you heard my show? Of course, it's his favorite.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. People seem to like it.
No, I mean, look, if there has to be, you know, if he has to slob the knob of another podcast, I'm happy it's yours. I like your podcast as well.
Thank you for the use of slob the knob.
In general, when people come on and talk about how great a podcast
is. It's weird. I don't disagree.
Here and there, I'm a little bit like, how long is this going to go on? You know, if you like podcasts, I host one and you're on one right now. But like, I feel like we've given Steve Kometko a Valentine.
We have.
But I'm intrigued as well.
But yeah, what if the podcast is very different from this one?
That's right?
Like, that's okay, a whole different ballgame. Wouldn't it be?
I think so.
Yeah.
But that would not bother me. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
But, okay, except if it's a very different podcast that's like very critically acclaimed, then I weirdly, weirdly take offense to that because I'm like...
Oh, so you're lazy. You just went with the critically acclaimed one. That's yes. My first thought. Like,
right. Oh, you're non-discerning.
Right.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I get a lot? And this is infuriating. When I'm doing standing-up comedy on the road somewhere, I'll get somebody that'll come up and say, oh, it's my first time seeing you do stand-up. You're my favorite Doug Loves Movies guest. Uh-huh. I go, oh, great. You listen to Ron Funny? I haven't yet. So you listen to Doug. I'm your favorite.
You come and see me live.
Right? You never thought to, yeah, let's give that show a chance. You never thought to make, and it happens more than once.
That is weird.
It's weird.
That's strange. That's too weird.
I'm wearing Invisalign, so I'm having a little trouble forming my words. So I'm a little slurry with my words.
You're doing good.
I hadn't even noticed.
Yeah. And usually I notice that stuff because I'm doing Invisalign too, but I don't have mine in right now.
I have mine on the bottom because I felt that I could speak clearly with it.
Oh, I do the opposite. If I'm going to leave one tray in on the podcast, it's my top
one. It's the top one.
I feel like the bottom one is the one that makes me lisp a little bit.
So you could learn things from my favorite podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. You're doing it at the same time as me. How many trays are you? What tray are you on?
I am on my second round. I don't mean like I did it years ago and I'm doing it again. I had braces years ago. Mm-hmm. Now I'm doing Invisalign, but you know how it's sort of like they bring in a new numbering system halfway through? Has that happened to you?
No.
Okay, so I did the first set of 17, I want to say.
Okay.
And then now I'm on the second set and I'm on 18 of 22.
Oh my gosh. You should be done soon.
I'm going to be done in 4 weeks unless she or I decide that something different has to happen.
All right.
Where are you?
I'm only on, well, I did do it before. This is my second go around. I did it pre-pandemic.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you had done it.
And it was great. But then the retainers were triggering migraines. So I stopped wearing the retainer. And during the pandemic, my teeth went right back to where they were.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. And I wasn't happy with that. It's not even aesthetic. I just don't like the way it feels in my mouth when it's wrong. Mm. And so I'm doing it again. And I'm not gonna lie. I'm not liking it. It's triggering headaches.
Oh.
And listen, you had some pain with yours as well.
It turned out I needed a root canal, though.
Wait a minute. You think I need that?
Right. No. I think you would know.
No, I think it's root canal. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah. I mean, you may as well get one prophylactic.
Just go get one, dude.
Might as well.
Wait, I have a question, though.
Yeah, I'd like to answer.
You guys, it's rare that two people come together in such a perfect union. What? I don't know how to ask this in a way that doesn't sound aggressive. What makes you think it's going to go differently this time?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
No, what's your plan at the end? I may bail in 2 weeks, and it's going to just be a big waste of money.
Right.
I don't disagree with you. I don't know.
Can you get them? Can they like bond the retainer in or something?
Oh, I don't
like
want that. They tried doing that, and I had them take it out the next day.
Oh boy!
I literally went in saying I can't do my job.
Yeah,
because it was right. And my tongue kept getting caught, so I couldn't do that. I don't know, Allison. I think it's gonna. At the end of the day, I think I've just burned money. Mm. I'm concerned. I am concerned.
Is it the same orthodontist?
No, I went to a different orthodontist.
Oh, were you unhappy with your first orthodontist?
No, thought they were fine. It's the embarrassment.
Yeah, I get that.
It's the embarrassment. They also were sick of me. They got a little tired of me.
Wait. Are you the oldest person in the office like I am?
Yes.
Because it's like 13-year-olds and me.
And me. At this new place, there seems to be more adults. It seems to be, for lack of a better word, it seems like a little hipper, but it's not.
It's important to have a hip one.
I'm like, you know, this guy, he's got Mumford & Sons playing.
Yeah.
It the other one's a kid's place, mm-hmm. and me. Mm-hmm. This one seems like the kid is the oddball out.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah. So good. Nice for them to feel.
Because it is weird, right, to be in that mm-hmm. thing, and there's Highlights magazines on the yes. thing, and they're all reading that and sitting there.
And there's also kids' parents. So I'm not the only adult. I'm the only adult in a chair.
Okay. Allison? Yeah.
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 Here's a question for a fellow Invisalign user. I collect clutter. I have trouble getting rid of stuff. And something that's been sitting on my desk, and I'm like, should I keep this? You know, at the beginning, they give you that little like black box.
Yeah, a little clamshell.
Yes. Not the one to put your trays in, but there's like a box that you open it up and it's got like the little crystals to
clean
it.
Yeah.
Do you keep that?
No, I threw that box away.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that box? It holds the clamshell and those crystals.
I know, but it looks fancy.
It's a great box.
Yeah.
It is a box.
It's hard for me to say goodbye to it, but I really need to.
I think you gotta shake it loose, but I don't disagree. That is definitely a box that sticks around for at least 2 months.
Yes.
Because you go, well, I probably could use that for something.
Do you keep your old trays?
You mean, like, if I'm on tray four, do I keep tray three?
Yeah.
No.
I have kept all of them.
Why? Are you going to make a necklace?
Jimmy, you can ask that about 99% of the shit in the house. Why? Yes, why? Why are we keeping
this? You going to make a Hawaiian lay out of it? What are you going to do?
Like when I kept the turntable from our old microwave.
Yes.
I forgot
about that. What were you thinking? Like just in case you need one?
In case we break one.
Allison doesn't throw things away. Like she will put like a milk container that's empty back in the fridge.
It's not empty.
She will. Last week, she's like, honey, can you go get the Mucinex? It's on my desk. I went in. It's a box. It says Mucinex on it. Nothing inside. She had finished the Mucinex and then put the box back on her desk.
Oh, no. You got to throw it away.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just seems. Okay,
just like to look at it and think of Mucinex.
Did it still have the thing that you pop the pills out of?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Not even that.
No.
So that
totally
empty. So that made it to the tray.
Yes, that made it to the tray.
Oh, I wouldn't be sure.
And just an empty box.
Pulls out a box. Yeah. Full of those things.
So.
Oh.
I guess I did throw it out. Okay. No, I realized I'm hanging on to the old ones with the idea that somehow if my teeth get crooked, they're going to like get crooked in the exact same way they were before. And so I can redo the whole set, which really, mm-hmm. I don't know what would I guess a pandemic would have to happen.
Yeah.
For me to do that.
I think you saw this
one. Or you could just reverse it. You could just reverse the trays.
Yeah, in case I want to go back.
Go back to Mangle Mouth.
Come to think about it. Now that I think about it, I liked how it was before.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do a Just Me or Everyone that a listener sent in. Cecily says, every time I watch a cooking show, I take note of how many times they touch their hair or face and wonder if they wash their hands after doing so. Just me or everyone?
I not me. Always wonder if they're washing their hands in between stuff.
Yeah.
I don't watch cooking shows. I can't see. I don't like food being cooked. I don't like to see
really?
It. Yeah, it's one of my weirdest.
Whoa.
One of my neuroses.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't watch cooking shows. So I'll take your word for it that people are washing their hands.
So like if someone invites you to their house for dinner.
Yes.
And they're cooking while you're there and you're like in the kitchen with them.
Oh, I will not be in the kitchen with them.
You just can't.
Wow.
No, I'll be in a different
Do you room. Cook at all?
No.
Really?
No, I do not. I use Factor Meals. Use promo code Pardo.
Hey, Factor
Meals are delicious.
They are delicious. That's or a pizza or soup, stew. Not stew. Stew. Chopping any vegetables. No, nothing. I can't cook at all. It's got to be a magic trick. I have to order it. What I do is I say, I'll do.
Yeah. I gotcha.
I just have to order it and then it arrives. We eat out way too much because of it.
Yeah.
But because you're grossed out by watching cooking happen, though?
Yeah, I can't.
Even if it's not
meat. And I can't smell it either. I can't smell food being cooked.
Really?
I hate it. It's awful.
But do you like the smell of cooked food?
Like after?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I love the smell of barbecue. But if you're cooking anything, I cannot be, I will run out of the room and possibly vomit.
What if you go to like a barbecue where they're going to cook hot dogs on the grill?
Oh, love it. Fine. No problem. Because I'm outside. And a barbecue is different. There's something about a barbecue that's different. It's really kind of anything in a skillet that seems to really set me off.
Whoa.
Like watching someone make eggs or something.
Oh, no, thank you.
And no. Has this been forever?
It's been, I cannot tell you the exact year. I can remember the exact house. I don't know whose house it was, but I remember we were in their house. The woman was making ground beef. The mother, I was a kid.
Yeah,
the mother was making
that.
It was gross. And I was like, oh God, whoa, oh. And I went and I vomited all over their front lawn.
Oh.
And from that day on, I cannot be around. And I've done, yeah. I've gone to hypnosis. I've tried to not be this person.
Yes.
And it's because it sucks.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
Yeah.
My wife can't cook. Like, she has to wait till I'm out of town to make them a nice home cooked meal. My wife and son.
Toast.
What's that?
Can you handle someone making toast?
It's skillet.
Skillet.
I can't.
Sounds
see,
like it's meat.
What about
I can't
a wok?
See raw chicken.
What about a wok?
Oh yeah. Right.
No, wok is that's the problem. That's seeing the raw
skillety.
Meat.
It's yeah. skillety.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible.
But yeah, if someone, what if someone's doing a stir fry and it's just vegetables?
I think that's okay.
Mm. Let's not try it.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
I derailed. I apologize.
No. What? This is fascinating.
No, that's incredible.
No, yeah. Nobody needs to hear this.
Have you talked about this a lot? Tony, has he talked about this a lot on your favorite podcast?
Oh, you probably
have. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do Podcast Pals Product Picks.
Podcast Pals Product Picks.
All right. Betsy, Jimmy, yeah. Do you have a product that has been rocking your world that you like lately?
Ooh. I mean, Taco Bell.
Good enough for me.
They're great. They've been doing great things. They have new Cantina chicken stuff that's really good. They've been doing really great. And there's a Cantina that opened up in Hollywood. So this is like a fancier Taco Bell.
Oh, like
with
Starbucks
booze.
Reserve. Oh.
What?
Yeah. You could get boozy Baja Blast. You could get beer, tequila. And it's in a really beautiful, like, Art Deco building. And it's really,
is it a scene?
Really beautiful.
Like a bar scene there?
I've only been in the afternoons, but yeah, it's a pretty good scene.
Is the food different?
No, just like hotter and fresher. Like,
yeah.
I can still get a crunchy taco?
You can still get a crunchy taco.
Combo burrito?
You can still do all of that.
Well, I'm in.
But also the booze.
Yeah.
But also, you can booze it up. Taco Bell's just doing really great things.
I love it.
I love it so much.
And so you're a Taco Bell over Del Taco?
Any day.
Really?
Yes. I always have been.
I'm not a big fast food person, but I realize, because I grew up in Orange County where everyone was about like Del Taco, every night ended with a Del Taco run.
Yes.
I was often the driver. I've witnessed people be so in love with it. Never super into it. But then, like, how many months ago?
A couple months ago.
I realized, oh, but I do really like Del Taco.
Yeah.
But I haven't really gotten into Taco Bell.
In my mind, Del
Taco's better.
We only had Taco Bell.
Okay.
I've never had Del Taco until I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And Taco Bell was like, when I was forced to go to catechism, my parents were like, we'll get you Taco Bell if you just go and behave. And I was like, okay, I'll go. And so, like, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. I love it so much.
All right.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
So, everybody.
Oh, she took mine.
Taco Bell. Yes. Yes.
I don't, you know, I'm using the SanDisk MP3 player for my walks because my shuffle died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And apparently they're not supporting the shuffle anymore.
Mm. The shuffle.
iPod shuffle, that little tiny thing the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah.
So now I had to get the SanDisk, which is a little too big for my liking, but it's doing the job. I can still clip it to the back of my hat, and it stays out of my way.
Oh, nice.
The SanDisk MP3 player.
Wonderful.
There's my problem.
I do miss like the little Nano too, like that little Apple Nano.
Loved it.
It was so great. Perfect for hikes and stuff.
Yes.
Like, oh, I mean, I washed it so many times. I like had to buy like 5 because I kept just washing it.
Yeah, you mistakenly leave a clip to something and put it in there. I got in a fight on an elevator once. I was in Las Vegas, and fight's the wrong word. I got in an argument with a guy because he had his iPod.
Yeah.
But the big one, the original one that has like, you know, 8,000 songs in it.
Yes.
And I had my tiny little shuffle. And for reasons he wanted to Bigfoot me, he's like, I got 3,000 songs on here. How many you got on yours?
Funny.
And I said,
was there someone he was trying to impress?
No, it's just two of us.
Oh my God.
And I said,
I'm going for a run. So I've got, I don't know, maybe 100 songs on here.
Yeah,
I got 3,000 on this. Yeah, so you can hold it in your hand. I go, right. I got one of those too, but I got this one for my runs. Yeah, this is, but like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Right. Vegas is so silly.
And then the door opened and I ran. Yeah, nice meeting you, weirdo.
3,000
And then I feel like the next person who got in that elevator, same. He gave them the same speech.
Yeah, yeah, he was just riding the last guy.
Just riding up and down.
100 songs, this 3,000. Okay, okay, all right.
Okay, sir, nice to meet you. Yeah. Press 7 for me.
Yeah, you and got it.
I have a product.
What do you got?
I'm kind of making a fundamental switch in my life, I think, from the electronic revisiting calendars, as we were talking about them earlier. You know, I've been using my Apple calendar for a long time. I don't see myself saying goodbye to it anytime because you can put the repeating events and stuff.
Yes.
However, I've recently got a paper calendar and I've been writing some things on that. Full disclosure, I've been trying various skincare things and I want to keep track of like how many days a week am I using this? How many days?
Oh,
so basically it's just skincare right now. But I'm so tempted to just put all my appointments and things in the paper calendar because it's just, I just like being able to see it in that view. I think I might fully make the switch. Okay, I'm getting...
I have a just a hanging wall one, but that I fill out and it helps me remember stuff and like, I really like it. And I have my Apple one too.
Yeah.
But like, I'll look at it in the morning and be like, okay, that's why I got it. Like, it's really nice to write it down.
Right.
I like it.
And I'm wondering, like, do I just put all of my other stuff on the skincare calendar or do I get a separate one?
Right.
I think maybe I get a separate one.
I say, yeah, I think do separate.
Yeah. Then especially if I lose it, it's not embarrassing.
Right. It's also exciting. You got two calendars.
Yes, exactly. And the one I'll link is, it's not a bad calendar, and it's very cheap. So,
oh, nice.
Oh, you got to be careful with the cheap calendars. We got one for Elliot.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And it was like the paper was so thin that it just.
You can't even hang it on
the
wall.
You have
the hole, crinkles.
But then the edge, the corners.
Oh, it folds over.
Folds over. Like, what
No.
This is a date book, actually. It's got like monthly view, but it's like a book. It's not a wall calendar.
I guess you showed me.
No. It's not be all over again.
Yeah, really.
God. Oh my God.
This has been
uncomfortable.
Wow. Wow.
This has been so delightful. Please come back every single week.
Woo.
Woo. You guys are the best. Betsy, where might we find you?
You can find me online on Instagram at Betsy Sodaro.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Jimmy.
JimmyPardo.com has all your information, but more importantly, I have Parcastathon coming up.
Yes.
It is the this year, Tony is involved. Tony is our drummer.
Yeah.
Part of the band, the Jimmy Pardo Orchestra. Nobody knows that it's called that. It is 9 hours West Coast time, 3 p.m. to midnight on May 25th. It will stream at Parcastathon.com, and we have different guests on every 20 minutes, and we raise money for Smile Train, the great organization that goes to third world countries to fix the cleft palates of kids that cannot otherwise afford to have that surgery. They do it for free. Each surgery only costs $250. Wow. So if you donate even as little as $20, you're very close to changing a kid's life. Okay. And we've raised $1.5 million for them so far. And we're looking to get to, and I think we're aiming to, we're looking to get to $10 million this
year. Wow.
Yeah, we're not going to get there.
But, but it's good to have goals.
Yeah, you got to have a goal.
So that is May 25th. And it's part of it's just an extended Never Not Funny is what it is.
Great.
And as we all know, that is Tony's favorite podcast.
Yeah. Oh, we know. Daniel, what about you?
Oh, you can follow me at Daniel Quantz wherever you find people.
Great. Oh. Tony.
May 25th, I'll be appearing at Parcastathon, playing some drums
for Jimmy Pardo's Orchestra.
Yes, for my favorite podcast, and then like 2 days, 2 or 3 days later, I'll be on tour with the Motion City Soundtrack again.
Yeah, so,
get your tickets
and follow me all the places, Allison Rosen. Or at Allison Rosen, and you can get to all of my links and such, and I have merch and my book and blah, 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 allisonslinks.com.
Allison Slinks.
Yeah, it's Allison Slinks or Allison's Links. It's really whatever's more fun for you to say. Thanks, everyone. Listeners, thank you for listening. I love you. You matter. Goodbye.
Hey, do you know about the Allison Rosen Show?